or stocking them or access issues isn't in any of those plans. It's more how the overall program is conducted, how overall we improve the way we do business. So with that, does the commission have any questions of me for on content of the plan?
Questions or comments? Seeing none, you're looking for a motion to approve.
Certainly would like to ask the commission for adoption of the plan.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I give up my seat here at the table, I did think I would bring you up to speed on the aquatic invasive species conference we had last month. Oh, again, we had an invasive mussel summit in Yankton. We had probably 85 to 90 people there who actually attended, and I would like to thank the chairman and Commissioner Boyd for both attending. And our main objective again with that was to help inform surface water users of some of the issues with zebra mussels specifically in South Dakota, ways to mitigate from that. And I do think we have some good leads for people to begin to involve more in the discussion of zebra mussel management in the state and to help us to begin to build our support base some. So just wanted to share that with the commission, and the presentations will be available in the near future, and we'll make sure that the commission receives a link to those.
Do you think there's any way that we could take that information and the numbers, because now we have numbers to show what it costs to deal with mussels, and then work our way up the river or in other places to say, listen, here's what it costs down here, and maybe and ask people to maybe think about contributing in order to prevent that from happening? I mean, is there some way we can do something more, I guess?
I think that we've begun to lay some of the foundation for those discussions, and some of the surface water users we had in attendance at the summit, I think, will be good contacts for their respective industries to do that.
Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyd here. I just want to take a moment to commend Secretary Hepler and you, John, for putting together an excellent summit. It was informative and interesting. I had the good fortune of sitting between our District 18 Senator Kennedy and a biologist from Nebraska, and that led to some interesting conversations, and I think good things will come of it, and thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the big role that our staff played in it, especially Mike Greiner, the AIS coordinator, BJ Shaw from Sioux Falls, and then Will Saylor in helping to organize the program conducted and also help with the attendance.
Commissioner Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Barry Jensen. Somewhere in here, I noticed that it said that we're probably going to have more invasive species in the future. I guess my question would be, or that the likelihood of having more invasive species come into the state, are the things we're doing now, are there things that we need to do now that would help prevent that, or are the steps that we're doing with the mussels and that type of thing, is that sufficient to look into the future? Look into your crystal ball, John. And
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Jensen, it really is a crystal ball question in that we hope to do all we can. We hope to have a balanced approach for approaching the management and slowing the spread of invasive species. But with the global economy the way they have it, where you can move things across the country in a small number of days, where you're able to order things on Amazon and have them delivered right to your door from wherever. It is going to be a continuing challenge, and I think that's the reason why due diligence and the realization that that our approach over time is going to have to change are things we'll need to keep in mind as we continue with AIS management efforts. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Fisheries Management Area Plan Overviews. Gino.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. I'm going to stand. I feel more comfortable standing for this one. I'm going to give you a quick overview of our fisheries management area strategic plans that we have updated for the next planning period. Quick outline of what I'm going to go over. I'll quickly revisit the fisheries management areas and what those entail. The planning umbrella, you've probably seen that slide 15 times by now, but you're going to see it 16. So. I'll quickly go over some accomplishments from the previous planning period and then hit some objectives from this upcoming planning period. And to round it off, we'll throw in some big fish pictures because everybody likes to look at those. So the South Dakota fish management areas, as most of you realize, we've got the Black Hills area out in western South Dakota. We break it down into West River outside of the Black Hills, the Missouri River, and then eastern South Dakota. Here's that umbrella slide that I was talking about that you've probably recognized. The statewide fisheries plan is seated there underneath of the department plan. And then we have these fisheries management area plans right there within the statewide fisheries plan. So today I will be talking about the Missouri River Fisheries Management Area Plan, the West River Fisheries Management Area Plan, and then we'll also be talking about the Northeast and the Southeast Fisheries Management Area plans. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we've got a Eastern South Dakota Fish Management Area, but we've split it into the Northeast and the Southeast for this planning period based on the fact that we've got a lot of similar fisheries or aquatics resources in Eastern South Dakota, but some of the social considerations or the human considerations, the demographics, the people that are using those fisheries are a little bit different in the Northeast versus the Southeast, so we felt that this would give us a better chance to have some more specific issues brought up and then more specific objectives for the Northeast and the Southeast to help us better manage those waters through these plans. So from 2014 to 18 planning period, some accomplishments or highlights of that planning period. For all of the fisheries management areas combined, we had 18, the ones that I'll be discussing today, we had 18 completed or ongoing objectives, 6 completed, 3 incomplete, and 1 partially completed. And these down here, as you'll see later in some of the future slides, we are still working on these, and there are some of them that are just about done as we speak are going to be implemented during the field season in 2019. Some specific highlights: Missouri River completed an ongoing objective, annually identify factors limiting game fish populations and angler satisfaction. This is something that we're constantly working on as fisheries managers. Some of the things that we did, the activities we did to move towards those goals: Lake Oahe and Sharp walleye tagging research. You've heard some of the discussions on the tagging projects in the recent past, and you'll hear more here in the future likely. Those are going to greatly help our ability to figure out what regulations those waters should have on them as far as harvest are concerned. Chinook salmon differential stocking location research. We've spent a lot of time in the last few years and during this last planning period to figure out where in the reservoir we should be stocking these salmon so we can maximize our return to angler through those stockings, because there's a lot of resources that go into producing those salmon. Lake Oahe walleye stocking evaluation. As most of you know, the lower end of Lake Oahe lost a lot of fish after the 2011 flood, a lot of walleyes. So One of the activities we've done in the last couple of years is stocking fingerling walleyes, and last year, 2018, we stocked 1.6 million fingerlings in the lower end of Oahe, and they spent a lot of time out there trying to look for those fish and identify the marks on those fish so we can evaluate which areas produce the best fish from those stockings and if those stockings really did much for the lower end of the reservoir. And you'll be hearing some more about that very soon because there are some interesting results from that evaluation that were pretty positive on the lower end of the lake, so stay tuned for that. Paddlefish on Lake Sharp. You're probably aware we've been stocking paddlefish into Lake Sharp with the eventual goal of having a snagging season there. So they've spent a lot of time in the last planning period evaluating those stockings. A completed and ongoing Missouri River objective: improve public involvement in fisheries management by December of 2018. We've spent a lot of time on the Missouri River talking with anglers and meeting with anglers during this planning period. We had Oahe and Sharp public meetings in all those years, and then we also had a year where we went around the state and did an Oahe meeting in Rapid City, Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, Mobridge, Pier, to try and get out there and talk to people about the flood and its impacts and get some input on how we're doing and any ideas that people had on that. We did a South Dakota Focus television show on Lake Oahe and the state of the state. We produced an Atlantic salmon outreach video to try and get a little feedback on Atlantic salmon as an additional species in Lake Oahe. One of the incomplete objectives from the Missouri River: incorporating non-game species information into the survey and management strategies. And this one actually is going to be implemented this next summer. Chelsea Pashbrig, our non-game biologist, is working with our area supervisors currently to get that permanently in our survey cycle throughout the summer. So we're spending a little bit of time with our lake surveys on some of these fish species that haven't got a lot of attention in the past. West River, a completed objective: determine demographics and preferences of anglers fishing rivers, streams, small lakes, and ponds. Trying to determine demographic information for our rivers and streams in western South Dakota and our small lakes and ponds is not the easiest thing in the world. There's a lot of territory out there in western South Dakota, and they're not as highly used as some of the waters in eastern South Dakota. So we spent some time an effort looking at an economic impact study on small impoundments throughout the state, and specifically there were some waters in western South Dakota that we looked at there. That resulted in some really interesting information showing how important these small waters are and getting some demographic information. And then we specifically asked some questions in the statewide angler survey that got at that too. So we really did a pretty good job during this last planning period of getting some of that information up to date. An incomplete West River objective: participate in at least one watershed improvement project. These watershed improvement projects are kind of a different animal. They are major undertakings, and we just haven't got that done in western South Dakota. But being very optimistic, we have Jason Youngworth on now as a habitat and access coordinator, and we're very optimistic that we're going to be doing more of this watershed type work and trying to get other outside entities involved in some of this habitat work over the upcoming planning period. East River, a completed objective: identify critical shoreline habitat and do some shoreline enhancement projects. Rhett Russell has been here to talk to you about some of the shoreline enhancement projects that he's been working on, and we now have Kip Browns in the Sioux Falls office, so we're really doing a good job of the shoreline restoration projects and getting the word out there on what this does for our water quality and our fisheries and everything involved in these aquatic systems. So they've done projects on Ponset, Richmond, Traverse, Pickerel, and Pelican in this past period. And of note, Rhett Russell right now has a whole slew of landowners on Pickerel Lake that are raring to go to do some of these restoration projects on, I think he has 20 some landowners that are going to participate in a project on Pickerel that's going to do some of these restoration projects all around the lake. So that'll greatly help with water quality and fisheries in these lakes in eastern South Dakota. an ongoing objective in East River, improve angler access to 4 existing urban or community fisheries. As you likely know, urban and community fisheries are one of the higher profile objectives from our our department plan that we're working on as a fishery section. And so that's been very important over the last planning period and will continue to be important. There's a whole slew of activities that we did during the last period to help with angler access, especially in these urban and community fisheries, and we will continue to have that as a high priority during the next planning period. So now we'll move on to the next planning period of 2019 through 23, where we just finished these fisheries management area plans. Some objectives from these new plans for the Missouri River: evaluation of a new creel survey methodology. Creel surveys are very labor intensive in general to try and figure out those demographics of the anglers and harvest information and whatnot. And Oahe and Sharp, Francis Case, those are really labor intensive as far as creel is concerned. Our staff in the Fort Pierre office is currently working in combination with park staff on some remote sensing creel survey opportunities on Lake Sharp, and they're going to hopefully be able to replicate that on Lake Oahe and maybe eventually on Lake Francis Case, so then we have a lot less human resources out there trying to count boats and count fishermen, and a lot more remote access possibilities for creel surveys, which would save a lot of resources and expand on our opportunities to do winter creels on the reservoirs and all different kinds of things that would help us greatly. Evaluation of walleye stockings and recruitment. We'll continue with the evaluation of the stockings on Oahe, and we've been working with Nebraska to stock Lewis and Clark in the last couple years also with walleye fingerlings and fry, and so they're doing a lot of evaluation work on Lewis and Clark to see how those stockings are going also. Enhancement of access sites near population centers, that's what I just talked about a second ago. That's a really important objective for us, getting fishermen to the fish out on the lakes and having quality access for them, and especially around our population centers. Quantification of walleye movement and entrainment. We've had some research projects in the recent past that have really shown the importance of entrainment in these reservoirs for the downstream reservoirs. We've had fish that were produced in Oahe that are ending up down in Lake Sharp or Lake Francis Case and really contributing to those fisheries. In the past, entrainment, you know, we've got entrainment of smelt out of Oahe, not a good thing. Entrainment of herring out of Oahe, not a great thing. But some of this walleye entrainment that happens on an annual basis, not part of these major flood events, is actually, it kind of seems like it's helping those downstream reservoirs a little bit with all of the walleye production on Lake Oahe. So trying to quantify that and figure out what that means to Lake Oahe and those other reservoirs is something they're working on in this planning period. West River, improving angler access. Once again, you'll see that theme repeated, this time on small dams. We'd like to completely renovate one small dam, so drain it, get the sediment out, fix any dam issues we've got, and try and start that small dam over with during this next period. That's a major undertaking. Research projects on prey and sport fish. We've got those tagging studies that we've talked about on Oahe and Sharp. We've migrated those out, as you may know, to Belfouche and Shade Hill and some of those western reservoirs to try and figure out a little bit more about those walleye populations and their regulations. So that'll be continuing. The Northeast, evaluating alternative methods to assess walleye recruitment. This is something ongoing. We've been working on this since I moved to South Dakota, and I'm pretty sure we'll be working on walleye recruitment and how they recruit into the population for quite some time. So evaluation of bluegill population dynamics. You've heard a little bit today about bluegills and that there's some really passionate bluegill anglers out there. I'm one of them. Bluegill population dynamics in the Northeast. Our staff up there are working on a research project right now to try and figure out if regulations can play a part in length restrictions can play a part in our bluegill populations and increasing the average size of those bluegill populations. So that's kind of exciting. Enhancing shore fishing opportunities. We're trying to do that. That's one of our major goals around the state. And implementing habitat projects to protect and enhance aquatic habitats. As I mentioned, we have Jason Youngworth on now, so we're really excited about the opportunities to expand on our habitat program around the state and do some good things for fish and water quality and economies around the state and all that stuff that comes with it. The Southeast, completion of one major aquatic habitat improvement project. Chemical renovation of at least one area of water. We trained some staff in the last couple years in applying rotenone, which is the chemical to help kill off a lake and then start over. And so we're going to hopefully utilize their skills in the next couple years in some of our waters in the southeast part of the state. Evaluation of yellow perch and walleye stocking strategies in these degraded small impoundments. We've done a lot with sawguy in some of these degraded impoundments that's shown some positive responses here in the last few years, so we'll be continuing with that type of activity. Conducting research on fish loss over the spillways of small impoundments. Fish loss in the Missouri River, so walleye loss from Oahe into Sharp is a good thing, or can be a good thing. Walleye loss out of a small reservoir in the southeast into a small creek is a bad thing because those fish pretty much go away. So walleyes, muskie, those types of species are known to go through some of these spillways and out of the system. So we're going to do a little bit of research on how we can stop that and keep that from happening. And big fish pictures. That's all I have for the update on the fish management area. If you guys have any questions, I would be happy to attempt to answer them.
Questions? Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. You mentioned improving access on small dams in West River. How small? What's the parameters?
I don't think there's a lower limit. There's some awfully small waters out there that anglers are fishing, and there's a lot of things that can be done on even those extremely small waters. I mean, less than an acre. Cattails are an issue on a lot of these small waters. They get ringed with cattails, and there's small things we can do, whether it be applying a chemical to kill some cattails in a few spots or putting some of these rock bump outs out to get outside of the cattails. There's a lot of things we can do even in those really small waters that can help with access. And, I mean, getting into some of those places is another thing that we can help with. So,
and also those very small waters, a lot of times they moss up by July and August and get really bad. Is there anything are you doing any research on that problem?
Yeah, that's a problem it's kind of a part of the systems we're dealt with. There's not a lot that can be done about some of those. There's others that there is some things that could be done. It depends on the size of the water, the location, how many nutrients are in that water. A lot of them, though, are just going to be trying to make the best fishing possible while there is that spring bite. And then once they get mossed up, that, you know, you got to wait until they kind of go away in the fall again. And that's kind of the nature of the beast with a lot of the waters around the state. But there are some things that can be done, and if the conditions are right.
Any other questions or comments?
Nope. All right.
Good
Thank
report.
You.
Good report. Thank you. CWD.